Starting of the Article 10, and now the Deputy Minister of Consequent Ministry will go over the questions arisen. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Stepanian, Madam Chair. I'll start answering the questions raised yesterday, and the first was regarding the education strategy. I'd like to inform you that this is the only strategy in our country which has the status of law, and now we are in the process of adoption of Education Strategy 2030, which has been developed and largely discussed with the public. It was endorsed by the government in July this year and after was submitted to the National Assembly. The first hearing of the strategy in the Assembly was at the beginning of October, and it is anticipated that the strategy will be fully adopted during November this year. After the strategy, the action plan would be developed and adopted by the government, and action plan has already been drafted and costed by the independent experts with the support of European Union. The strategy states clearly the need for gender-sensitive education and inclusiveness, providing measures in this regard in the action plan. In particular, the following strategic objective is defined: establishment of an accessible, inclusive, learner-centered educational environment, which will be available in all